Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line from O'Donnell and Associates, Jack O'Donnell, wrapping up the Albany session, which ended over the weekend. Jack, thanks so much for joining us. Lots going on, right, in the past few days. I want to start with something we've talked with you about before, and that's the state on social media and what it's looking to do. A bill passed, expected to be signed by the governor soon, that would stop social media platforms from showing suggested posts or using an algorithm on anyone under the age of 18 without parental consent. The bill passed, I guess, first off, how exactly would this go forward? How long until this takes effect? And what do you think it's going to look like whenever it does?
Well, good morning. An interesting end to the Albany legislative session, as always. But the big, probably biggest accomplishment of the legislature is this Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation Act, or Safe for Kids Act. And the idea, as you mentioned, is to, on anyone under the younger than 18, they'll have to get chronological feeds, feeds of people in the way that they signed up for them, rather than these complicated algorithms, without parental consent. And then it also prevents platforms from sending notifications to those children between noon and 6 a.m. So we don't know exactly when this bill is going to be sent to the governor. But then once it's sent, she has 10 days to sign. It could last as long as till the end of the year. Some of these 805 bills that pass won't go to the governor until December 31st. But I expect this will be much sooner, and we'll have a big signing ceremony. A lot of folks trying to take credit for this.
Jack, isn't this likely to be challenged, though, by social media companies and then be tied up for a lot longer?
It will certainly be challenged by social media companies. It will end up in court. How long that will take, how long it goes to go through this process, a lot of that remains to be seen. So no imminent change, but a lot of work coming.
I'm wondering, like, when things like this are put in place, where do some of the numbers come from, right? So part of this that's interesting, it's going to block platforms from sending notifications about suggested posts, so perhaps not all posts, but suggested posts to minors between midnight and 6 a.m. Like, when this bill is being written, where does midnight and 6 a.m. come from?
Like a lot of these bills, it's a lot of give and take. So it may be that that it was the idea of the sponsors, in this case, Assemblymember Nili Rozic and State Senator Andrew Gnardis, that's what they put in their draft. It could be that originally they had a 12-hour window and that got negotiated down. I wasn't involved in negotiating these bills, but a lot of it is back and forth, and a lot of it is judgment.
All right, is this maybe the biggest thing that this session will be remembered for? Or is it going to be that congestion pricing got killed in New York City?
Well, this will be the biggest accomplishment of the legislature this session, certainly. But the thing that's going to linger and that's going to affect a lot of folks in New York, even if it affects us less here in Western New York, was the governor's decision to end congestion pricing.
That's going to be big, obviously, in New York City, something talked about quite a lot. A gaming compact is something we've been focusing on this morning here in Western New York. Nothing really in sight for a new gaming compact. Instead, this will just be extended. It seems like on the state side of things, at least in the governor's office, there's not really a lot of urgency to get things done with the Seneca Nation in terms of a new gaming compact.
Well, first, let me just mention on congestion pricing, I will say a lot of that money is going towards buying was intended to go towards buying new subway cars, buses, and a lot of those things are manufactured in big parts of upstate New York, including here in Buffalo. So we'll see an impact, too. But as for the gaming compact, certainly not a lot of urgency. This was one of the biggest issues at the end of the legislative session last year. The executive tried to pass something, a pre-authorization by the legislature who needs to approve any compact. That blew up in their face because of a proposed casino in Rochester or Monroe County. And so the compact has been extended. And my understanding is the latest extension runs until June 30th, giving them some more time to work on it. But I'll tell you, not a lot of energy around that in Albany this year.
All right, so the legislature is done. Do you see them being called back? I mean, now it's like they work 6 months of the year.
Well, they work in Albany 6 months out of the year. I expect a lot of them will be doing meetings, visiting things in their district. There will be legislative hearings throughout the year. There'll be a lot of different things. I think there's a realistic possibility that they go back to Albany to deal with this MTA funding issue. But barring that, or barring some other crisis, there'll probably not be legislative session in Albany. But in my experience, a lot of these folks, most of the state legislators work very hard these 6 months out of the year as well.
Well, now we kind of turn the page to what's next. One of the things that we're going to keep hearing about and that's going to be talked about here in Western New York is this 33 project. When legislators aren't in Albany, they come back home. Usually they're talking about some of the big things that were passed, certainly the social media thing. The 33 project in Buffalo, this project to cover the 33. I feel like this is something that over the summer months and until lawmakers return, it's going to get talked about a lot. And I'm wondering what the conversation is like, if there is any, in Albany over something that's become kind of a controversial talking point here in Western New York.
Yeah, it's a little quieter in Albany, where I think the sense is they've appropriated the money and put a lot of the resources together. I know we've heard from the New York State DOT locally on their decision and standing by it. So this is not something that's gotten a lot of attention in Albany once they put the money together. But I agree with you. I expect we'll hear a lot about that here in Western New York over the next 3 months.
All right. Hey, Jack, thank you. We always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell & Associates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.